This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
These forces of remain determined to undermine and roll back the progress you all have made. This time, they, not you, have an ally in the White House. This time, they have an ally. There are a small percentage of the American people, virulent people, some of them the dregs of society. And instead of using the full might of the executive branch to secure justice, dignity, safety for all, the president uses the White House as a literal bully pulpit, callously exerting his power over those who have little or none.
That's the leftist version of how to win friends and influence enemies. Joe Biden calling you the dregs of society. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm one of the dregs of society, according to Joe Biden, but they live in opposite world, which means we are amazing American citizens. We are the best people on the planet. You've heard me say this. If you listen to this station, you've heard me say it dozens, if not hundreds of times. The best people in the world, bar none, is the conservative American. There is nobody that is more tolerant, that is more loving, more giving, more accepting than the conservative American. I'm talking about just across the board. Do we have our knuckleheads? Absolutely. But our knuckleheads are, I'm talking a small fraction of the knuckleheads on the left. And Joe Biden, a guy who is the number two person in this country, dares to call well over half of it a bunch of the dregs of society. Look, I think that the left are idiots above, beyond reproach. I mean, it's hard to believe that you can be that stupid. But you know what? I love them as American citizens so much. Yet I'm willing to sacrifice. I'm willing to pay my taxes to help them. Look, I don't have any illegitimate kids that I'm taking care of, but I'm taking care of Ray Ray's, and I'm okay with that up to a point. I'm okay with taking care of meth heads. I've never done a drug in my life, but I'm okay with having to pay for some rehab. I've lived a relatively healthy life, but I'm okay with taking to the people that smoke all the time, eat bad food, won't exercise, etc. I'm willing to look at all of them. I'm willing to take care of some people that don't want to work or can't work for whatever reason. I don't understand the mentality, but I'm willing to do that, and so are you. And Joe Biden has the nerve to call you and me, the hardworking American people, the pulse of this country, the heartbeat of it. He calls us the dregs of society. And he wants to be president. He sat underneath the guy who looked at this country and said, we need to come together as one, during his campaign speech. And he ran this country anything but. He separated black folks against cops, black folks against white folks, women against men, gays against straights, and on and on. And he says, we're the ones who are the dividers. And he continues to make speeches like this. And here's Donald Trump saying, what? America first. Make America great again. He's not talking about make white America great again, white America first, men in America first, or whatever. He's saying all the things that you would think would resonate with true Americans. And by the way, it does, because it resonates with us. And the left says, he's a divider, man. Those NFL kneelers are who we should be taking, you know, our cues from, as opposed to the president of the country who says, look, you don't kneel when the national anthem is played for any reason. You don't do it. There's no special interest that supersedes this country. And you know what? Donald Trump is right. And it shows up across the board. Look, I don't know what the NFL ratings are. I don't care. They said Nike's rebound. Trust me when I tell you, folks, if you plan to be anti-American in America, there is no future in it. And until now, it used to be baked in our DNA. When you were a kid growing up in America, you respected the flag, you respected the anthem, you respected certain traditions and iconic values and things and images that we have. But not anymore. We've got to start baking that back in. And what it requires is that we fight. It requires that you say, look, you want to burn the flag? Understand, I might just punch you in your mouth. You want to talk smack about America? I'm going to get in your face. I know. There's Kevin talking about getting in people's faces, confronting. Do you confront anything? I'm just curious. For those of you who are out there going, man, Kevin, can you ever just be diplomatic? I'll ask you this. Do you ever confront anything? Is there anything that gets you where you finally go, that's enough? Enough is enough. I don't know. Maybe it's some neighbor that's needling you, you know, all the time. A person at your work. Maybe it's a family member who's calling you stupid for voting for Trump. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to tell you something. I sleep very well at night. I don't get excited about anything going on outside of the periphery of my little world because I confront. I don't leave it to fester. I don't go, well, you know, Bill's having a bad day. If Bill's having a bad day, I'll say, hey, Bill, you seem like you're having a bad day, bro, but you're not going to take it out on me. You go find the source or go get a sounding board, find yourself a punching bag in your basement, go knock on that a little bit because you're not going to take your frustrations out on me. We cool? Because see, if you want to allow yourself to be a punching bag, people are going to use you. They're going to punch you. Joe Biden is talking smack about us. I don't give a crap about Joe Biden. I don't give a crap about his son's brain cancer. I don't give a crap about whatever his ideology is and whatever makes him say that. For him to call me, you, all of the people that support our point of view, the dregs of society, is flatly stupid. It shows me that he doesn't have a care in the world about us. And honestly, Joe Biden needs to be confronted. And if anybody had any guts there, they'd stand up and say, hey, you know, Vice President Joe Biden, we may agree on ideology, but you need to stop calling the other side names. You need to stop telling these people that they're the deplorables, the dregs of society, and the 5,000 other things that we've called them, because you know what they've done? They've kicked our butts at the polls. And we've done it. You don't see it every time because we only measure with presidential elections. Barack Obama, 2008, 2012. But let me tell you, look at 2014, 2010, 2014, 2016, and soon to be 2018 and tell me who's winning. Because I know who's winning. We are. The dregs of society. And when somebody says that, and you confront them and say, no, Joe, you're the dregs of society. That's why you're not in office. And that's why you can't make a living doing anything except causing trouble. Anyway, I'm going to cause a little trouble today. I'm glad you guys are hanging in there with me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The Democrats are going sane. You heard me right. KJRadio.com is where you can find out about me and the team. And also, if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. The Democrats are going sane. No, I didn't say insane. Democrats are already insane. You know this. Look at their policies. Hey, we can spend our way out of debt. That's a quote from their God. Barack Obama, well, you can spend your way out of debt. Nancy Pelosi said, for every dollar put into welfare, they get $1.75 out. What kind of physics does she use? Where welfare, as she calls it, is stimulus. That's the logic. Hillary Clinton, you don't have to believe me, folks. These are not the jokes. Hillary Clinton said corporations, don't go believing corporations, that corporations create jobs. She said that with her own mouth. Corporations don't create jobs. Both Barack Obama and Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren said corporations wouldn't exist without roads and bridges. Funny how they existed without roads and bridges, before we got government involved to tell us that corporations couldn't exist without roads and bridges. We made a joke about roads and bridges.
Hello, my name is Roads and Bridges. You may know me as the star of great films like The Roads and Bridges Over the River Kwai or The Roads and Bridges of Madison County. And it's not just the movies. I was part of some great songs, too. Ventura Highway by America. Penny Lane by the Beatles. It's absolutely true. Not one of these cultural icons could have been successful without Roads and Bridges. Here at Roads and Bridges Incorporated, we'd like to thank President Obama.
Roads and Bridges!
And Massachusetts Senate candidate Elizabeth Wampum, Warren, sorry.
Bridges and Roads.
No, it's Roads and Bridges. Oh, never mind.
Roads and Bridges.
Thank you, Mr. President, for all your help with publicity. Now I know the good book says the rain falls upon the just and the unjust. And, of course, Roads and Bridges lead you to the successful business and the unsuccessful. If you have Roads and Bridges helping your business and you somehow still manage to fail, it's Bush's fault. I'm Roads and Bridges, and you can't succeed in business without me.
There you go, Roads and Bridges. Democrats are going sane. Sane, not insane. They're already insane in the brain. Insane in the brain. They are. They're crazy. Those are just some of the ideas. So the new stuff, the new ideas around the Democrats are they want you to believe that a guy who has no political connections whatsoever to Russia thwarted the electoral system, got around all the things that they set up, all the traps to get himself elected, and the only way he could do that was with the help of the Russians. There's no way Donald Trump could win on his own, and they made doggone sure of it. That's why Barack Obama could be so cocky. Well, at least I'll be known, I'll go down as president. I loved when, at the inauguration, when Donald Trump got to stand there, and he just, you could just see him, he just stared at Barack Obama like, yep, I made it, you stooge. And Barack Obama had to transfer, give the keys over to the Trumps. Donald and Melania. And then he ran off into the sunset. And before that had even happened, Donald Trump had already started embarrassing Barack Obama. Did I mention he's the Democrats' god? He's Chris Rock's father. He's Jamie Foxx's god. And he is the savior of their party. That's according to Jim Carville. Barack Obama was going to be so revolutionary that nobody was going to want to vote for a Republican for at least 100 years. And now, guess what? You got Democrats moving left and moving right, I should say, not moving left and right, moving right. Leftists moving to the right. Now, Donald Trump Jr. said something interesting. He said, you know, what could my dad have accomplished if he didn't have all this stuff going against him? All this nonsense. White noise. Just a fly buzzing in the ear. Or a gnat. Mosquito. Because that's what the left are. They're mosquitoes. Nuisances at the picnic. Because it's been a picnic. I'm just saying, folks, Democrats are going insane. One of the definitions of sanity is the ability to tell real from unreal. Soon, we'll have to find a new definition. That's from Alvin Toffler. You looked at a picture or something and went, wow, that looks so real. You read a story, fake news, and went, wow, that sounds so real. We are having trouble discerning the real from the fake. You want to know why? Because the fakes on the left, they are constantly manipulating the system. They don't want you to see things for how they are. That's the problem. You now have to be very smart in how you discern your information. And you have done it. You've done it. There are lots of ways to trick you. Many folks, these people are clever, marketing geniuses. They've used Madison Avenue. They've used Hollywood. They've used the entertainment industry. They have used every trick in the book. And you know what? Y'all just are so impressive. I love you, conservative audience. You figured it out. You figured out how they build talking points.
Trump, the Russian collusion, Russian colluding, colluding with the Russians, Russian, Trump, Trump colluding, Russians, Trump colluding. And you go, wow, I hear that 50,000 times all day. Trump must be colluding with the Russians. Right, Lassie? What are you trying to tell me, Lassie? Oh, Hillary Clinton stuck down a well and we need to go get her? Oh, 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 and be sure to bring a rope and a ladder and a truck because she's pretty heavy? Oh, oh. Okay. And you know what you do? You look at Lassie and say, shut up, dog. You ain't telling me nothing. Quit barking. Hillary stuck in a hill, you know, down a hole. Good to know. Go get me another beer, Lassie. Democrats are going sane. The inability to tell real from fake. That's what it is. Do we live in that world now? Look at how the left got fooled. The inability to tell real from fake. Barack Obama, case in point. The left could not understand this dude was a total fraud. Hillary Clinton, really? Do I really need to go there? Total fraud. All these people with these amazing degrees, the so-called intelligentsia, the intellectuals on the left, are the biggest frauds in the world. They don't know jack. They, you know, say a bunch of pretty names and, you know a bunch of people's names and countries and where they're located and can tell you all these stories about vacationing there and hanging out with so-and-so. They're nothing but a bunch of frauds. That's what they live their lives doing. Hey, we'll make you big. That makes us big. So Harvey Weinstein hangs out with Hillary Clinton because would he hang out with her otherwise? No, because she's too ugly. Would Hillary hang out with Harvey? No. Let's be blunt. Let's be honest. Harvey's an ugly dude. And he didn't have to guess. He knew it from an early age. And when he got money, he decided people were going to pay. But what he did is they all bolster each other up and make themselves bigger than life because they're frauds. Democrats are sane, going sane.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Pastor Andrew Brunson, who was under house arrest in Turkey due to his alleged ties to an outlaw group, was ordered to be freed today and then sentenced to time served. Now he's expected to stop in Germany for a medical exam before returning to the United States. Reverend Franklin Graham joined Fox News to talk about the connection he has with Pastor Brunson.
He's from the same community I grew up in, Montreat, North Carolina. And so I know all of Montreat and the neighboring town of Black Mountain are praying. Christians around the world are praying because he was held for 18 months without even having a court hearing.
Construction workers put up the final panel of a new border barrier between Calexico, California and Mexico. This is the first part of President Donald Trump's wall that he's been promising Americans. The Calexico structure is one of several going up along the southwest border this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my goodness. Highest job satisfaction in decades. Did you hear the story? Highest job satisfaction. But before we even get to that, they raised the second quarter GDP from 4.1 to 4.2. Yeah, it was revised upwards. That's what you can get used to in the era of Obama, folks. In the era of Obama, in the era of Trump. Excuse me, somebody, go ahead, get your licks in. The new America is what we're talking about. The Make America Great Again America is in full effect. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. How you feeling about America? You feeling good? You feeling like James Brown? More bad news for Democrats, folks, comes in the form of good news for America. Democrats forced to cheer against America, forced to cheer against the stock market, forced to cheer against the tyranny of Iran, the tyranny of Russia, the tyranny of China, and all this other tyranny that's going around. Forced to cheer against the idea of what's going on in Venezuela. Venezuela, people are eating their animals. They're digging through trash cans. They're going to other countries around them in order to survive. And the left extolled the virtues of Hugo Chavez. Talked about how great it was, the socialist thing. Bernie Sanders actually had the nerve to say that people waiting in lines for food is a good thing. This is what they want for this country. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in by phone if you disagree. Bad news for Democrats. It comes in the form of good news for America. You got a better job, Democrats hate it. You got a raise at that job, Democrats hate it. You got actual access to health care and it ain't Obamacare, Democrats hate you. How dare you? Tell me what's going on good in your life. School's better, kids getting better grades, more accountability, your job performance better. Are you feeling better about things in general? Democrats hate you. No cop shootings, no whatever. They hate it. I want you to just get yourself into the mindset where you wake up, you see your stock portfolios gain 15%. By the way, mine gained, no exaggeration, 40-something percent in 2 days. I lost some the third day, but it got it all back the fourth day. So in 4 days, my portfolio year to date, and I'm an underachiever, is up 57%. And I promise you, there's some of you listening to me now going, Kevin, man, I hate to tell you, bro, but I'm up like 180%. And I ain't mad at you. My little 57% is cool. I don't have as much money as most of you in the market, but whatever I have, I'm happy to see it growing. But the Democrats hate it. They hate your job mobility. They hate the raises you're getting. They hate the bonuses you're getting. They hate when you file your taxes and you're going to get a refund from Donald Trump. Yeah, baby. Consider that just for a second, that as your life continues to improve, Democrats are cheering against you. They are cheering against the guy that is making that happen. All for what? An ideological bent. If Barack Obama, as much as I think that his ideology was as stupid as you could get, I can't imagine, because you know how I feel about leftists. Y'all know on the Kevin Jackson Show how I feel. Okay? If it were working, I would throw my hands up and go, I don't understand how it's working. It defies all logic. But you know what? I'm looking at my portfolio. I'm looking at job, the ability to move around. I'm looking at my speaking engagements. I'm looking at the engagements in general with people wanting to help me in different ways and all this. And I have to tell you, it's working. This dude has got something going on. I don't know what it is, but we got to figure it out. But no. The Democrats don't want to do that. They cannot invest a nickel's worth of energy into Donald Trump because it would blow their heads right off the shoulder. It would blow their minds. To have to admit the lie. To have to admit to themselves that all the cheating and conniving that they've overlooked. All the things that they would not dare overlook if they were being done by a Republican president is built on a lie. They can't, but they know they aren't. They know that Hillary Clinton's guilty. They know Comey's guilty. They know Eric Holder's guilty. They know Loretta Lynch is guilty. They know Barack Obama is the hub of all of this nonsense that we're talking about, whether it's the VA, Benghazi, the IRS scandals, you name it, Fast and Furious, illegal immigration and illegal voting and on. They know he's the epicenter of all of that, but they can't say a word. They refuse to, because if they do, it validates you. And God forbid they validate you. So you know what you do? You validate yourselves. Congratulations, America. Because you've given the highest, you now have given us the highest job satisfaction in decades. And this article is from the Wall Street Journal. And it says, just more than half of U.S. workers, 51%, say they were satisfied with their jobs in 2017. The highest level since 2005. For you people keeping score, that's pre-Obama. This is from a business research group called the Conference Board. Over the past 7 years, Americans report feeling better about their pay, along with a greater sense of job security, both features of an economy with a low unemployment rate and a long decline in layoffs. In July, jobless claims continued to extend post-recession slide and hit their lowest level in nearly 50 years. And don't you believe for one second that an ounce of credit goes to Barack Obama. I could take a trained monkey. Yeah, I use that intentionally because I'm going to talk about monkeys. I could take a trained monkey, give him $10 trillion, and he could fix the Obama economy, do it better, and give me back $5 trillion at the end. You want to tell me Barack Obama was some, guru, some yogi when it came to this economy? Are you kidding? Give me $10 trillion and watch what I do to this economy. You'll forget about Trump if you gave me $10 trillion. They say workers on the higher end of the income scale are happier than their less affluent counterparts. Nearly 58% of those with a total household income over 75% reported feeling satisfied at work, compared with around 45% with those earning less than $75,000. Really? I mean, can you imagine breaking it into that type of a demographic? Why choose $75,000? You know why they did that. That's the adjusted rate of inflation of the what it takes to be happy from 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. See, it would take you to be happy $70,000. They said anything above that and you have no more happiness. Well, I would love to see somebody with $70,000 find happiness in Manhattan because you haven't even paid for your apartment. So go find your happiness.
But they want to rate, well, the people at the upper end are happier than the people down at the lower end. See?
See, they can't even report that people are just happier. The Wall Street Journal, which you probably believe to be a conservative news outlet, is not. Because here's somebody,
well, we looked even further and you're less happy the poorer you are.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. It's like some rich friends of mine would joke. They say, hey, money ain't everything, but it sure keeps the kids calling. There's something to be said with working your butt off, getting money, and enjoying life the way. And I'm going to tell you something. I was up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and I was up in, what was it? It's called, Yellowstone Club in Montana, where people live in ways that I didn't even know existed. And I'm going to tell you something. I'd rather be rich and unhappy than poor and unhappy. I'll put it that way. If I'm going to be unhappy, give this brother rich and unhappy, because I'll take it. Anyway, that's your news. They say the higher skilled workers and the managers tend to have more control over the day-to-day work activities. Well, congratulations. That's what your degree got you. That's what your working extra hard got you, is to be able to say, I'm going to be in at 11 versus I'm coming in at 9 or 8 o'clock. I don't have to live by the clock. I come in when I want. I leave when I want. As long as my job gets done, most people don't really care. That's the way we work around my place. If you want to go to Disneyland in the middle of the day, go. But just get it done. 1,500 workers, 23 separate topics, from paychecks to commutes. On wage component, satisfaction gap is much bigger between those making $75,000 a year and those making less. And they went on to tell about it. And they, again, want to split us up. A tale of two economies they talk about. Well, let me tell you. Here's the blanket. Donald Trump has made everybody in the food chain happier. He's kept inflation low. And it's real inflation numbers. Food prices going down, gas prices going down, electricity costs going down, things like that. Things that poor people use daily. But salaries are going up. He's taking care of these folks. He's getting them off of Obamacare and giving them health care they can use. He's taking onerous legislation off of their employers so they can get more bonuses and so on. What a concept. Anyway, people, you're happier, and that's the good news.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
See if you can make sense out of Joe Biden in this speech. You could tell he got thrown for a loop or something. He doesn't quite know what to do here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Folks, I know it's been a long day for you. And Lindsay is right, and it's not hyperbole to suggest that, you can always tell, and you women who are in the workplace know this, you can tell the men who really respect you and believe you a total equal, if not a superior. I mean, am I joking? You can feel it. You know it. And I'll tell you now, I'll make you a bet. And I'm slipping into my violence against women passion, but take a look, and I'll bet you every one of those men had a strong, independent mother or sister or grandmother or somebody raised them. And I've been really fortunate. I didn't plan on saying this, but my mother had a backbone like a ramrod. My deceased wife was fierce. Jill, you've seen how independent and committed she is. And I always kid, but it's true. Every brother should have a sister like I do. A hell of a lot better looking, a lot smarter. We went to the same university together. We used to be 3 years apart. Now we're 20 years apart. I don't know how the hell that happened.
The speech really had nothing to do with what he was there to talk about. That's Joe Biden for you. Anyway, what else? I want to cover some of this stuff. There was a fake noose that was at the... I want to cover a lot of news because we don't have a lot of time. I wanted to... Originally, I was going to do more of the UN, but I feel like it's kind of... I'm into it, but I don't know that I'm feeling the audience. My producers are kind of looking at me like, enough with the UN. Anyway, did you hear about the fake noose that was at the Civil Rights Museum? Yeah, there was a fake noose. And Bob Parks did a thing on the story. Bob Parks is one of my idols. This dude used to work at MRC. And he's reconstituted himself. And Rush Limbaugh brought it up. But it was a fake noose at the Civil Rights Museum. Now, they don't know who put it there. They got cameras and everything. But nobody wants to release the cameras and show that the fake news is fake. But all the media covered the fake news at the Civil Rights Museum in D.C. And here's the story that Bob Parks covered and Limbaugh referenced.
In fact, there's a great piece at blackandright.com by Bob Parks, who is black, and he talks about the circumstances involving...
Visitors were removed from a section of the Natural Museum of African American History and Culture on Wednesday after a noose was found on the floor of one of the rooms.
A noose was found at the National Museum of African American History and Culture.
A noose found inside an exhibit about segregation. The museum director called the incident, quote, a painful reminder of the challenges facing African Americans every day.
A noose was found there yesterday. We mentioned this a little earlier. Now, it was found at the Hirshhorn Museum also in the same week, but the fact that this was put in the African American Museum, what does that say to you?
In a statement, the founding director of the museum said in part, this was a horrible act, but it is a stark reminder of why our work is so important.
A spokesperson for the Smithsonian says tourists found the rope this afternoon in the segregation gallery. The museum's founding director says the noose represents an act of cowardice.
A senior member of Congress is calling on the Justice Department to investigate what she calls an uptick in racial threats at the National Museum of African American History and Culture.
Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee's request comes after a noose was found in the museum's gallery and display on segregation.
A show of solidarity as well as a call for action. An urgent message is being sent to President Trump after that noose was found inside the National Museum of African American History and Culture.
I talked to Lonnie Bunch, and he says there is grave concern among the staff, the visitors, and the thousands of people around the country who have contributed to the African American Museum. Here's what he says about that noose that was intentionally left by somebody in clear view so that others could find it.
Well, I mean, I think we have no idea. Was it a kid who thought this was an interesting prank? Was it somebody who felt that this museum was a symbol of an America that maybe they didn't agree with? But all I know is that it reminds me why this museum is so important.
Lonnie Bunch would not talk specifics about security. He did call it one of the safest museums in all of the country, if not the world, both inside and out. There are protections, cameras, people with weapons, and security you don't see, he said.
The two big questions here on the table, why not release that surveillance video, if they have it, of the suspect or suspects involved, at least to the local media, to try to get some answers here? And then the other big question is, are there any suspects or persons of interest in mind in this case at all? And according to museum officials, at least right now, they told us, and I quote, they have no interest in releasing the video. Again, they didn't tell me why, but they said, as of right now, no interest in releasing video.
As you know, we're a family, and it's so wonderful to us to see everybody come together at a time of pain, but a time that reminds us that the Smithsonian's at its best when it helps people confront the issues that have divided us, when it helps people realize that by working at the Smithsonian, we get to make America better. And so I am honored to be one of your colleagues and humbled that you're all here today. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us go through what is really one of the most difficult times we've had as a professional, because we know this is not just a symbol. This is about, the news symbolizes loss, pain, symbolizes a country that we don't believe in, but your rallying around us helps us remember what a great place we can be. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What great work by Bob Parks. That was a video, and there were some graphical things going on there that you can't see, that they were making fun of the idea that of the fake news. People saying, we need the Justice Department to investigate this. Sheila Jackson Lee, black congresswoman out of Houston, she says, where's the Justice Department when you need it, when there's a fake news? And then suddenly they're like, well, maybe we don't want them looking into it because we don't want you to see the cameras. They even said, let's get an urgent message to President Trump. Urgent message. You want to know why they wanted to do that? So when President Trump said, what do you want me to do? They could say, he doesn't care about black issues. Black lives matter, man. Somebody put a noose in there. Black people need to be afraid everywhere they are. Everywhere there you could possibly be in America, there lurks a racist who would dare drop a noose in the Civil Rights Museum, or like a Black History Museum in D.C., the Smithsonian. Did you catch that? How many times they said the Smithsonian? I love the part they go, well, this is the guy, the director of the museum. He says, well, we have no idea who did it. Was it a kid that thought of it as a prank? Did you catch that? He's like, was it a kid that thought of it as a prank? Or, you know, somebody who saw this as a symbol of America that they don't like? So in other words, there's a racist running around there, and he made his way to the Black History Museum in D.C. He got in. How dare he? What kind of security do they have when they are letting in people that will drop a noose? And no less, where was it, in the segregation room? What symbolism is that? Then they said, we got all this security, we've upped security, we've got cameras, we've got plain clothes people. You know, we're going to protect the legacy of the Civil Rights Museum and these colored folks. If it's the last thing that we do, no racist running around is going to get to us. Oh, no, no, no. Hey, will you release the video? No, we're not going to release the video. No, we can't release the video. You should be asking yourself, why don't they release the video? You ever been in one of these museums? They got videos on top of videos. They know everything. You would be crazy to go into this Black History Museum or any other museum and do some devilment. Because my grandmother said, boy, you're up to devilment. You would drop a noose, even if you tried to be slick about it, like it fell out of your purse. Let me tell you, if it was anybody associated with the Republicans or, you know, white nationalists or Tea Party, they'd be revealing who dropped the noose. But let me tell you who dropped the noose. Somebody on the payroll of the Black History Museum. That's who dropped the noose. Somebody on the payroll of the Democrats. I don't know whether these guys need money, but that's why the noose got dropped. And then the guy comes out, the curator, he's like, in this time of pain, this most difficult time, the noose symbolizes loss. It symbolizes pain. But I appreciate you all coming out. in this very trying time for all of us, because there are grave concerns among the staff and visitors and the thousands of donors about the noose being dropped. Nobody seems to care. Let's get to the end of the culprit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.